here's a story from The World.
Much of Ukraine was plunged into darkness today. That happened after Russia fired dozens of missiles, mostly aimed at energy infrastructure, all across the country. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky released a video after the attacks began.
85 ракетних ударів випущено по Україні, по наших містах.
He said 85 missiles had already been launched by Russia, and he expected more to come. It is clear what the enemy wants, Zelensky said. Then he added, quote, "We will survive everything." Later today, a U.S. intelligence official said Russian missiles also landed in Poland, killing two people. The details are still unclear, but Poland, of course, is a member of NATO. On the ground in Ukraine, Russian troops have been pulling back in recent days from the strategic southern city of Kherson. In recent days, there have been jubilant scenes of people welcoming Ukrainian troops into the city. Kherson was occupied by Russian forces for months, and the road ahead for the people who live there is not going to be easy. It's a challenge that people in other Ukrainian cities know well. The World's Shirin Jafari has been in northeastern Ukraine and saw firsthand what it's like for a city to recover after Russian forces left there in September. She files this report.
In the end, they left. The Russians had occupied Izium for 6 months, turning it into a major operational hub for their military. Izium is roughly 25 miles from the Russian border in the Kharkiv region, a full day's drive from Kyiv, the capital. It's been 2 months since Ukrainian forces took back Izium, and I'm heading there to see how things have changed. The roads leading into the city are still full of craters left by explosions. Ukrainian soldiers have set up several checkpoints along the way. On the sides of the road, there are piles of empty ammunition boxes, fresh tracks left by military vehicles, and trenches in the farm fields.
This was the bridge that was blown up.
Just outside the city, cars have to cross a makeshift bridge. Nearby, there's the main bridge, damaged in the fighting. Cross the bridge and you're in Izium. The fighting might have stopped here, but life is far from back to normal. Whole apartment blocks have been gutted, windows shattered, there is rubble everywhere. In the days following the recapture of Izium, details about the atrocities committed by the Russian military slowly began to emerge. Ukrainian forces discovered several mass graves, including one that contained more than 400 bodies. They found 10 torture sites, one of them at a local police station. Witnesses say when the Russian forces came to town, daily life stopped. They rounded up anyone they thought held pro-Ukrainian views. It's still not clear exactly how many people disappeared. Valentina Dovhopola moved to Izium from a nearby village after she got married. She and her husband built a house and raised their children here. Dovhopola says she lost her grandson in the shelling. They wanted to bury him next to his grandfather. But they still haven't found his body, she tells me. This is a familiar story. Under Russian occupation, many people didn't have the chance to bury or mourn lost loved ones. I meet Valery Marchenko at his office. He's been the mayor of Izium for the past 7 years.
10 вересня, коли було
He says back in September, when the city was recaptured, 15,000 people lived in the city. Now it's closer to 20,000. People are starting to come home. Most of the city now has electricity, the mayor says. Water has been largely restored. Banks are reopening. Still, the next few months are going to be critical, he says. Winters are harsh here, and many of the residential buildings have no heating. They're not safe for people to return to. To help, Marchenko's office has offered to move residents into big military tents. But many have refused, he says, preferring to stay in whatever is left of their own homes. Marchenko wasn't here in Izium when it fell to the Russians last March. When he returned, he says, he didn't recognize the place because so much had changed. It was so quiet and deserted, he says. The Russians had imposed a 24/7 curfew, and many residents just hid in their homes and basements, not leaving for weeks on end. When the Ukrainians took back the city, some of those hiding in basements didn't know the Russians were gone. Looking around Izium, it's clear there's a lot that needs to be done before it can fully return to normal.
Some areas have been cordoned off by the deminers because there could be mines here that the Russians planted before they left.
Mayor Valery Marchenko tells me mines are everywhere. That's why local farmers are unable to return to their fields. Marchenko says he doesn't know how long it will take to clear all of them. Just to give you an idea, he says, before the war, we were still finding unexploded ordnance from World War II. That's how long these things can take. For the world, Shirin Jafari, Izium, Ukraine. From PRX.